Hi there, podcast. For episode 7, we are going to add the panelist discussion, which happened at the end of the AI event from episode 6.
Okay. You see, why are you purchasing it? You're hoping to gain that 20 million, right? You're hoping to get that angpao draw, right? So you are changing the way, probably those that don't gamble a lot, you say, okay, I'll put $1, put 50 cents, buy, you know, 6 digits, that's it. And you're hoping to gain it. And how is the government trying to curb behavior of gambling? Look at the other way. How are you trying to curb the behavior of gambling? Remember the advertisement? 最后一次. You are feeling the loss of maybe your family member, your family income, and so on and so forth. And then that becomes the opposite effect. So depending on how you want to actually break the habit, you have to use this interchangeably. It's sad to say, in a lot of organizations, they use the fear of loss. The fear of loss. So if you don't perform well, what happens? Bonus gets cut, increments gets cut. That is a fear of loss. But on the other hand, to appreciate AI and technology, you have to let them understand what's there to gain as well. So think about these two statements and how you actually adjust the habits of humans as well.
My take on this question is goes like this. When it's come, we have to change. When the change is just a normal change, then all the common understanding how to change management will apply. But I already proved to you that right now, the beauty of the advancement of technology, it creates different situations. So we're no longer able to rely on the common change management theory that we understand. The common change management theory basically relies on the logic that we are rational people. Rational people work well with carrot and stick. Right? Stick will scare us, carrot will motivate us, this kind of thing. Based on 2 Nobel Prize in the last 10 years, I have to tell you, and from academic, also practitioner, that's not working that way. We are not as smart as we are thinking. We are actually, rather than rational, we are predictably irrational. Yes, we are not as smart as we think. We are just working based on our, what I call it, menu. So if you, that's why I suggest you to start to change, because it's fundamentally different. How do you motivate people using the nudging, I call it, right? So if you're able to apply this, actually using your persuasion, this is the state-of-the-art persuasion. Based on the latest understanding how human brain works, we are irrational, basically. So if you understand our human irrationality, then we can take advantage to manipulate, to persuade. But if you want to be blunt, sometimes I said, we need to manipulate ourselves. That's why if you are leaders, if you have a plenty of people, right, then you have to apply this. That's why I do not have a time to show my slide about my video about the AI. That's a Google. That's how when the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, basically tried to explain about the Google AI. This is actually very tricky. That's why actually I want to show you this. If Sundar Pichai actually show how smart this AI, without any concern about nudging theory, understanding our irrationality, he might lose some of the best people in Google because they will resign. They will start to see fear. But Sundar Pichai, beautifully, perhaps they have a nudge team, they have consult, what kind of thing. Actually, they show how this AI can help us to book an appointment. So create more fear, right? if you're okay. So imagine if you're CEO, have a lot of people, and you after this session bragging about AI, be careful. You might lose some of your best people. If you are a single owner, then it's okay. But even for your single owner, even for me, I need some time to manipulate myself. Because the rate of change is quite scary. I tell you, even at the programmer level, any of you here is a programmer, you can raise your hand. Okay? Right now it's become crazy. Before, you, if you understand Python, this kind of thing, then it can last in quite some time, right? Right now, if you are working like in the Grab, this kind of thing, suddenly the chief architect can say, starting from today, we want to apply the Erlang program. You start to smile, okay? Then basically you say, I have to learn Erlang and your weekend. How long you can last this kind of situation? Even for you, you will scare. So sometimes we need to apply this to manipulate ourselves, even if we are single owner, to be able to catch up with the technology.
Yeah, thank you, Pak Anderson. I think it's a great point. And for you, for those who have not seen that Google video on how Google Assistant can help you make an appointment, take a look at that, and it's really cool. What I like about that video is that when the AI assistant called the restaurant, two things I like. He told the restaurant that this recording will be happening between us. So we've been told so much about that. Now we are telling people that we're recording them. That's cool. Second thing, if you notice that the Google Assistant is a male voice versus a female voice, all the research has done that for some reason, female voice is better for AI, customer service. But for that example, it was interesting. So that really picked it up. Now, I even have just one final question before I throw it to the floor. Then, if we know and understand and we begin to embrace AI, where do we start? You know, it could be let's take an example of the business owner, because personally, you will be experiencing chatbot as a consumer. But let's say, assuming all of you are business owners, either one man or 100 men, doesn't matter. So I'd like the panel to just sort of take the question, where potentially can we start?
Okay, I'll start this question. So where can we start adopting, when we adopting AI, chatbots in our business, where can we start? Let's really look at the main challenges in the business, or even in everyday life. And just now I posed a question, how many our business owners are? We understand that not everyone in the room are business owners, but we face certain struggles or challenges in everyday life, and how can these little technologies help us to take the pain away from us? Just think about it first. To put on paper, on your notebook, Evernote. Even Evernote itself, the Apple's using Evernote to take out notes, yeah? Jonathan. You don't need to bring around a notebook. Because sometimes maybe if it rains, your notebook gets wet and all that, you've lost some of the notes, for example. But on Evernote, it's safe to cloud. Even your phone gets wet, you can see it on your computer. So really, take a look deep inside your business. If you're a business owner, what is the main challenges you want to solve? And then, you learn. So also to add on to the first question, the adoption, you know, learn about the technology first. If you want to take away the fear of the technology, learn about it, embrace it. It's just like how Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone back then, more than 10 years ago. First of all, I was skeptical. I was thinking it's just another gimmick, just another iPod Touch that can call people, that's all. But look at now, most of us have smartphones, not just iPhone. I mean, I'm not using Apple, but not just you know, it's not a gimmick anymore. People are using it to take pain away from their lives. So really, look inside. Use AI or chatbots in a way it can help solve problems in businesses, be it to solve, you know, the writing overhead costs, processes, daunting processes that you want to take out from your business, or even to scale in sales and marketing. These are all processes that you can use AI for.
From myself, I agree with you. If I have to start, I will start with the chatbot. Kind of thing. Assuming that you are not afraid with this kind of thing. So based on this assumption, I will start with the chatbot, because I think the chatbot is not too scary, this kind of thing. it's a tech space. I mean, it's even more not make you scared because you don't have to record, you don't have to say anything, this kind of thing. Chatbot is a good starting point if you want to deal with the AI, this kind of thing. Because right now, the problem is not with the technology. For example, my student right now working with Amazon, for example, we try their deep lens, actually. Deep lens is basically, the problem with AI is blind, this kind of thing. So basically, this kind of camera that basically can teach AI to see, this kind of thing. Actually, when you see with the wild, this is very difficult if you enter the programmer level. But right now, we create some kind of interface, the deep lens, right? Combined with the same maker, basically can do whatever you want. It's already, but this kind of thing is quite scary. So I would suggest start with the chatbot.
I think for this question, the most important point is, what is your low-hanging fruit? I mean, as we look at AI and we look at the possibilities, we see so many things that it can do. But of course, if you want to do every single thing, then unless you have really deep pockets to develop, you know, from scratch or get Microsoft to do the job, you know, you got to really be practical about it. So identifying where are the low-hanging fruits to really solve the problem with technology, and not go to a phase where, you know, after knowing that this can be done, that can be done, you hope that really you become a scam business at the end of the day. It will take time, right? You know, it will take phases for you to slowly move into building up a less manpower independent type of business. So unless you still continue love finding people, getting the right talents, hoping that you keep your talents, I think it's all about really rethinking how you should digitally transform your business at the end of the day.
All right, I'm going to throw the floor. Adrian had the first question, please.
Hi, I'm Adrian. Hi. To add on to say the first gentleman who answered, Jian Long, right? Yeah, okay, so you gave an example of how AI or chatbot has been used. Do you have a more local example of an SME in Singapore? What is the pain that is solving? So, I mean, Sephora and all these big brands, they have the money to build a chatbot, right? And that's why they run an ad, drive to chatbot. But if a typical SME, how does chatbot work for them? I mean, and what pain is it solving? What problem does it solve? I mean, you start with the problem, then you start building a chatbot as a solution. You don't start building a chatbot first.
Yeah. So I mean, being fair with the technology, if how many of you have actually interacted with chatbots before? You know, probably quite a number of people. What's your first reaction? Let's be honest. I can hear the word stupid. Yes, no? It depends, right? So unless, like you say, you know, the big business owners where they really have the financial strength to really build it from scratch, every single thing, then you know, probably have a more intuitive one. Let's talk about the layers of chatbot. There are typically three layers. The first layer is actually your NLP. That's very important because NLP is kind of like the whole language interface between technology and your human linguistics. That's one thing that it needs to be very, very good at. The second thing is actually entity extraction. So you're just not talking about information just to give, you are talking about pulling out something to really be delivering to the person as well. The third thing that needs to be really built in place for the technology is the intent identification. So with all these three attributes together, then I answer this question, what can SME achieve out of it? I think for us, the whole vision is that we really want to bring technology at a very much lower cost for you to actually get assimilated into technology itself. Why I say that? Let me explain. I know a lot of times when we get the projects that we want, one of the projects we're talking about, they have deep pockets. They want to build a chatbot that is highly intelligent, highly intuitive. And what we have done really is to really build layers of all this technology behind a quick plug-and-play type of solutions that we're bringing to SMEs as well. So SMEs right now, they can just build it on a platform, build it on your own. You can control your whole NLP. When I say control your NLP, it's very important because it speaks your business language, it speaks your business lingo to actually get it to be delivered to your customers. So that's what we do. So instead of just really customizing, we also want to bring across the technology across to masses so that they can adopt the technology.
Actually, my question is actually, what do you have a use case of actually how SMEs are using it to solve a business problem? What business problem are they solving with chatbots? I mean, apart from being point of actually engagement to talk to someone who has queries.
Yeah.
So what business problem that is solved to help increase sales is to improve their customer service experience. So what problem do I have? Why do you have a chatbot if I'm an SME?
Okay.
In the first place?
So let's put it this way. On demand society, everyone expects things 24/7.
Okay.
Right? So if you are having example, a business where you have people manning the phone, answering emails, queries that comes in, that's probably going to operate business hours. Probably a bit extended if you pay OT to your guys, right? But you know, when I have a thought, I want to find your business, what is it all about? Directly, you have information at your fingertips. Yet at the same time, people would actually be consumers are impatient. They don't want to scroll through information, Google for it, and read information. They just want it at their fingertips. The third very important point, which I mentioned over on one of the problems that we're solving, is the passive knowledge of the organization. So imagine you have someone who's manning your email and your hotline. Probably you have a team, right? 10 people. Half of your team leave the organization. What happens to your business? You probably still scramble, get another 5 people in, train them again. But technology, once you train it, is there. And it continues to learn. Once it interacts with the customers, once it interacts with people, it continues to learn. So it's kind of like a 2-year-old kid, like what you know Richard Parkin just mentioned. You are trying to build up all this data on the platform itself for them to take over certain low-hanging, non-value-adding work for the business. Makes sense?
It solves HR and C and customer service problem.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So I mean the pain point of the, let's say like you say hiring a person over, I mean when the turnover rate increases and I need to train the person. And in that sense it's actually chatbot is actually a good replacement of actually HR costs and training costs, right?
Yes.
And quality assurance costs as well.
Yeah.
I mean sure. But that's where I try to find them.
Before I have a question, I think it's a very good question, a very valid question. Even for me, I learned. Because my understanding, then assume you are not afraid. Because when you are afraid that this technology is appear in different symptoms. One symptom is you ask a lot of questions. The other symptom is you procrastinate. Basically, deep inside, you're scared. Okay, for me, after I also tamed the ancient brain, because I'm still product of the old technology, the Lotus 1-2-3, you name it, okay? Some of you even don't know what it is, okay? Right? But I need to tame myself, and suddenly, I learned basically, even a professor, I learned from, let's say, yeah, why not I put start to put the chatbot? This kind of thing. It's just like just do it. I mean, just start small. Try to make myself familiar with it. This kind of thing. Rather than ask whether there's a proven case or not. Because if you're scared, even I give you proven case. Like I deal with the top level, right? I give a proven case of the prime minister and the president level. What else proven that you want? These people play with the nation, right? But they are so scared, so they don't do anything. So if I may suggest, it's just do it. Small step has to start.
Is anybody would like to ask next question? Okay, one over at the end. We're going to take one last